Yesterday was the last day to challenge the petitions from Keep Dollars in Benton County to place a wet issue on the ballot in November. No challenge to the petitions were made, so in November, voters from Siloam Springs to Pea Ridge will vote on the wet issue.
Misty Giddings is the city government reporter for Benton County for the Benton County Daily Record. She says the election is just the latest step in a confusing system of Arkansas liquor laws.
Actually, the Arkansas alcohol laws are a little archaic. They're different. So for most citizen-led initiatives to get on the ballot in Arkansas, you have to have 15% of the votes of people that voted in the last gubernatorial election for that county. Well, for alcohol, it has to be 38% of the registered voters in a county.
Which is a huge difference.
That is really different, yeah. So for Benton County, that came to around 41,000 signatures. And they ended up getting 43,307.
Conventional wisdom, I'm not going to ask you to make a prediction, but conventional wisdom would indicate that if you can get 38% of registered voters to get it on the ballot, there's got to be a pretty good chance of passing.
One would think so. I mean, 38% voter turnout is actually good in some counties, not necessarily Benton County because of the high number of retirees and there just is a lot of political participation. But yeah, I mean, that's a significant number. But I think there will be both sides trying to get their, obviously, their sides out to the polls. So it'll be, I think, a very high turnout in November.
So have you been able to talk to anybody about what they plan on doing between now and then, I suppose, on either side, because people could still get out there and campaign, you know, to vote against it?
Right, yeah. I haven't seen an organized effort come together yet, which has been kind of surprising to me that there hasn't. But I think a lot of people, because this campaign to get the signatures was so well funded, you know, people have just been kind of biding their time and looking, I think, with the assumption that this was going to actually make it onto the ballot.
The joke is Benton County is the wettest dry county.
Exactly.
You can go into almost any restaurant. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget, I went to a charity organization, a charity event, and there were five different bars set up. And this is a dry county. What would change if the county did go wet?
You know, that's a great question. Some things would change a lot and some things wouldn't. Like you said, Benton County is the wettest dry county in Arkansas. It has 133 private clubs. Yeah, that's a lot. So initially, not a lot would change for restaurants and, you know, just being able to go out and have a beer at a restaurant. That's not going to change that much. What you will see, of course, are the liquor stores starting to pop up. Mm-hmm. Now, Benton County will get 55 permits that can be distributed for liquor stores. And that doesn't include, like, Easy Marts or Walmart selling beer or packaged wine. That's different. There's really no limit on how many of those can be issued. But there can just be 55 permits, and that's one liquor store per every 4,000 residents in the county.
And does that have to be evenly distributed? Like, you couldn't have 30 inside?
No,
really?
No, actually, that's an interesting thing. Yeah, the way Arkansas law is set up, it's so odd. On the initial issue of the permits, the first 55 permits could be in Bentonville, they could be in Rogers. It just has to do with the order in which the applicants come before the board, which is going to be a lottery draw because it's such a contentious issue. Everybody wants to get their foot before that board first to get their chance at a permit. So, yeah, but then after the first 55 permits are issued, if anyone wants to move or if someone loses their permit and wants to open a new one, then that's subject to one per 4,000 residents in every city.
What do you have to do to get a permit, or is it just basically asking?
Well, you have to apply. It's $2,000 to apply. If you aren't permitted, you get $1,000 of that back. And you would go before the board. Like I said, you'd put in your application, and then, like I said, there's the lottery draw. Mm-hmm. And that will determine your position to go before the board. And so the first 55 that are approved before the board get the permit. And after that, anybody that's still in line is just kind of out of luck.
3 months away.
3 months away.
We're going to hear more about it, I take it, as soon as we get there.
I think so. You know, I've asked the people from Keep Dollars in Benton County, which is the group that led the effort to get the signatures, what their plans are going forward. Really, they're just going to be focused on getting people out to the polls. I'm sure we'll see an opposition group come together. You know, the Springdale Liquor Association has a lot engaged in this. It'll make a big difference when these private clubs no longer have to go to Washington County to get their alcohol.
Mm-hmm. That's
a big deal.
That's the thing, right? If you are a private club and you want to serve alcohol, you have to buy it retail.
You do. You have to buy it at retail prices, and you can't get it across state lines either. So, you know, in Bentonville, they can't go up to Missouri and get their liquor at Macadoodles. They have to go down basically to Washington County because that's the closest place.
So county line there in Springdale probably mm-hmm. gets a lot of business.
Yes, the Springdale Liquor Association makes a ton of money off of that, and that's money that's going to be gone and will actually just be moved up to Bentonville, or to Benton County, I'm sorry, if it goes wet. And one thing with private clubs also, though, Arkansas law is a little hinky again. If private clubs, restaurants that operate as a private club, want to lose that private club license and not have to conform to some of the extra regulations that private clubs have to have, there has to actually be a second vote. It's called the liquor by the drink vote.
Fayetteville went through this some time ago.
And people don't understand that. They think it's a wet dry vote again, and they get confused.
All this information and more will be in Sunday.
That's right.
Paper.
Yeah, the Benton County Daily Record, Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale Morning News, and Rogers
Morning News.
You can tell I'm a Bentonville girl.
Well, you're going to be busy between now and November. You know that.
Exactly. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you, Misty.
Mm-hmm.
Misty Giddings is the city government reporter for Benton County for the Benton County Daily Record. She also says that if voters approve the wet designation this fall, any township or city inside Benton County that wishes to revert to a dry classification can attempt to do so through a petition system after 2 years.